system. We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
Bless the name of God. I'm so excited again this morning to greet you. I greet you in the most powerful name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always a pleasure to come to you on Friday mornings at 11:30. Thank you for being faithful to tune in and to listen to what we're saying to you about what the Lord is doing with us, for us, and what he's doing in the kingdom, what he's doing with his church and for his church. I'm so excited that God is still in control, still the pastor of his church, the builder of his church. And he said, on this rock I've built my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And I'm so glad that when things go wrong, we can remind the Lord, the church is yours. Thank you so much, Jesus. Welcome to every one of you here in the studio. Welcome, Apostle Chris. Welcome, Reverend Gail. Welcome, Elder Octave. Praise God. We want to go back to and continue to talk about the team that we have for this year. Normally, when we get a team for the year, we stay on it for the entire year, put certain aspects on it, bless God, you know, do some research and come back, share certain ideas, but we always stick to the word that's given. And out of that word, God will give us so many sermons and teaching matters. And we thank God because he's teaching us as we spend time in the word. Bless God. On this year's theme, it's a new day, it's a new era, and it's our Jubilee year of fulfillment. Praise the name of God. We thank God because we trust in him. We thank God that we obey him. We thank God that we obey and follow him. That we believe that we shall see the hand of God and the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and out of no sorrow. We remain excited about what God is about to do. Reverend Gail, I know you're excited with us and Mount Zion's Missions. Praise God. So pray for us today in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you, Apostle. Father, we just bless you and praise you. We are indeed excited to know you and know that you are with us, that you are with the church. Thank you, Lord, for the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit on this radio program today. I pray that it would be a blessing to everyone who hears. I thank you, Lord, not just for your grace, but your supernatural power being manifested to people who need it, who need that word. May your word be blessed and be able to encourage and empower everyone who listens today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. I am really happy to be able to continue to share this word. We've been getting a lot of blessings from the word, you know. We've been encouraged, greatly encouraged from the word so far this year. And of course, we share the same word in our sanctuary. On Sundays, we share various aspects and various themes, but we stick close to what God is saying to us and not deviate. Because if God is promising us that this year is a new era and a new day, I believe that.
Amen.
And it's not going to happen just at church. It's going to happen in every aspect, every single area of our lives, our secular lives, our family lives, our social lives, our financial lives, our spiritual lives, our church lives. In every area of our lives, the Lord will give you a new era and a new day. And I'm sure that the many of you that are listening, that you're longing for, praying for, looking forward to your new day and your new era. Because you sing, Lord, I've been through some fire. I've been in the lion's den. Lord, I've had to deal with so much and I'm tired. I really want a new era and I want a new day. Because you recognize that in a new era, in a new day, God does things differently. And you will do things differently. And you will receive the blessings that have been, you know, put aside for you. And the purpose of God for your life will come to pass in your new era and in your new day. So all of our hearts are full of excitement. Praise God. Looking forward to seeing and knowing what God is about to do. We're seeing some tremendous things among our young people, among our senior citizens, among our men, among our ladies. And we're really in a mode of excitement and anticipation. Yes. That's the word. Full of anticipation as to what the Lord will do for us and with us in 2025. Praise God. And so we're going to read again. Reverend Gail is going to read a few verses from Acts chapter 4. We saw in Acts 3 where God healed that man by the temple that was there for over 40 years. And that was the beginning of the new era and a new day.
Yes, it was.
In the life of the apostles. In fact, it started in Acts 2 when the Holy Ghost came and fell upon them as Jesus had promised that as they were in the upper room, that the Holy Ghost would come and fall upon them and change them. He knew that he could trust the Holy Ghost to do a job and will to recalibrate their lives.
Yeah.
Recalibrate their walk. Recalibrate their vision. Recalibrate their enthusiasm and excitement for God. And it happened. And the men that were normally ordinary men kind of slowful and laid back. And some of them could not cast out the devil, and Jesus was looking for them to do that. They were not doing great things, mighty things. And even their shadows were healing people. Praise God. And so what are we saying today? What are we anticipating today? We think that God can do the same thing for us, the modern day church, that the same Holy Ghost that came then could come and be with us and do exactly for us or more than what he did for the apostles on the day of Pentecost and from there onward, changing their lives radically. Yes, he can. Yes, he can, and yes, he will. And I remain excited, praise God, and full of anticipation to see the miracles, signs, and wonders. And you're going to hear that from me all the time when I'm speaking. At church, wherever I am, I look forward to God doing his miracles as he has promised. He is still the miracle-working God.
Yes, he is.
That the apostles met and that the apostles knew and that the apostles worked for and ministered for. Praise God. He's our God. And God has left us to be the last day church. We are the ones that will now run to the finish line. Praise God. The fastest one is the one that is chosen for the last lap. And so we can get it done. God, trust us. God, trust you, Pastor. God, trust you, woman of God. God, trust you, man of God. God, trust you with his work. God, trust you with his ministry. Like these apostles, God, trust you to turn the world upside down or right side up. Praise God. And so, Reverend Gail, read for us.
I'm reading Acts chapter 4 and verse 13 and 14. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing that they could say.
That's a powerful word. When we were doing the study on that word, I kind of got hooked on that note right there in verse 13, that they saw that they had been with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God expects that to happen to us. Let me go there as pastors and ministers of God, that people should see that we have been with Jesus. Because Jesus was on the earth, right? His ministry spanned 3 years, praise God. And in that 3 years, he did phenomenal things. He touched lives, changed lives, saved lives, brought back from the dead, healed the crippled, opened blind eyes. He did awesome things, rebuked the Pharisees, Sadducees, did everything that was necessary to be done. And then he went gloriously to heaven, promising to come back again. Praise God. And so after the Holy Ghost came, the note on the lives of the men of God, people were saying, they're acting like Jesus.
Yes.
They're doing like Jesus. What he did when he was on earth, they're doing the same thing. You can see that they have been with Jesus. And these were the ones that were skeptical, you know. These were not church people that were saying this. These were those Sadducees and rulers and elders and teachers of the law and priests and temple guards and so that came together to try to squash and put out the fires that have been lit by the Holy Spirit in the hearts and lives of the apostles. You can't put it out. It will burn brighter. More pressure you put it under, the more attacks you put on it, the fire is going to burn brighter. Praise God. Because they have fire of God, from the Holy Spirit. And all you can see, these men are men that they're not schooled. These men are common men. These men are not university trained. But look what's happening. They're speaking with eloquence, the intelligence, and yet, and we're seeing miracles for ourselves. This man's over 40 years. We can attest to that. can't deny that. And so we know that that these men have been with the Lord. My prayer today, my request today, is that we would have the same reaction from people that are watching on, that they will be able to say of us that we have been with Jesus.
Yes.
We must have that mark on us. And when we speak, it's different. When we act, it's different. When we sing, it's different. When we worship, it's different. When we speak in the public, whatever we're doing, somebody will say, she's been with the Lord. She's been with Jesus. He has been with the Lord. That young lady that sang that song, she's been with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I've said to my choir over and over, and they know it. When you come to the church on Sunday mornings to lead the worship service, I want to smell the burning flesh. I want to know that you've been with Jesus all week long. I want to know you've been in his presence. I want to know that you've been with Jesus. And it must reflect in how you worship, how you lead us into the throne room and into the inner chambers of God, the holies of holies. That's important to me. As a speaker coming on, I need to have that wave to come on and bring the word of God to the people. I must have a choir that's singing the spirit under the anointing and bringing the presence of God before I come on to minister. I want to know that they have been with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's my requirement.
Hallelujah.
I want to know you've been with. I want to smell the essence of God in you. I want to see the smell, the burning flesh that you've been sacrificing before God. All week long. Praise God. And so as we look forward to this new era, I want to remind you that God is willing to touch all of us and use all of us. Praise God. And work with all of us. The apostles are there as examples in the word for us to follow. They were beaten, Reverend Gill, and in prison. And when they came out of the prison, after being beaten, did they go and hide it out?
No.
And complain and say, woe is me. Look what Christianity did to me, got me into trouble. And I'm not bothered with this anymore. No. They went back, they felt good. They rejoiced that they were being beaten for the gospel, for the ministry of God. Awesome. We complain at things that happen to us. We get vexed and we think that, you know, nothing's working. But they were happy. And they went back to the place. And I like verse 31, Reverend Gill, when they prayed. Hallelujah. Read that for me, please. Yeah.
After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken.
Praise God.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
So they spoke more. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I believe that God wants the church to shake the nations.
Yes.
The place where they were was shaken. I believe that God wants the church to shake Barbados. Yes, we're all concerned about the violence that's increasing and the beatings and the robbings, all that of our senior citizens, which is causing me much distress and disgust. Praise God. But we've got to be able to walk in that power and anointing to shake the systems, shake the nation. Those young men are shaking the Holy Spirit. I will never forget when the Lord sent me into Galilee. Galilee was, you know, the Wild Wild West. And those guys carried two guns. I felt their pockets, yes. And they had a gun on the left and a gun on the right. And they asked me if I wasn't afraid. They said, people are afraid to come out here. Aren't you afraid? And I said, no, I'm not afraid to come out here because I'm coming in the power of God. I said, but you should be afraid of me. So they asked me, why should I be afraid of you? I said, because what I have in me is more powerful than what you got in your pocket. And I really meant that because the Holy Ghost is more powerful than any other entity. Praise God. And so we must not cover down and go under the table and hide out and be afraid. I understand we have to be cautious and careful, but we got to shake the place. Barbados is right for a shaking of the Holy Spirit, of the power of God, of the manifestation of the glory of God. Barbados is right for shaking that will take us into a new era and into a new day. I believe that with all of my heart. I'm giving room to Apostle Chris to share and then Reverend Gill and other active. Praise God.
What is beautiful about serving the Lord is that there's always a door open that we can join in.
Mm-hmm.
He wants all of us to come to know him. He wants all of us to follow him. He wants us to demonstrate his power to let people know what he can do. Surely he can do it by himself, but he needs us. And look what happened. Look what happened with the disciples. The people that we thought would have known God and knew all of us, scripture, got the whole story wrong. They misunderstand what God was doing when He sent His, when He sent His Son into the world to save the world. Truly, none of us could save ourselves. That's why Jesus came.
Yeah.
He's the only Savior.
Yeah.
He's the only healer. Yeah. He's the only comforter. He's the only deliverer.
Amen.
And to ignore Him caused them to go down such a bad road, or such a bad road, that they literally do try their best to eliminate Jesus, think they can stop the King of glory from doing what He has to do. And when the disciples came over and made this worse for them, because they know we get rid of that deceiver, but they didn't know what was coming after.
Yes.
Pentecost is coming.
Oh, yes.
And in Pentecost, people get who they are, where they are.
New era,
new type, a new space, a new demonstrative power of God. Praise and they saw God. Things that never was possible before. And the disciples pick it up. It tells us what we can do as people.
Praise God.
When we believe in God, when we trust in God, when we open our hearts to God and let God do that thing for us, in us and to us, and we abandon ourselves and give it all to God, something amazing happens.
Amen.
People get saved from all forms.
Praise the name of God.
Input of man.
Yes.
The people are sick and helpless.
God heals.
The people don't know who they are. Children, adults, everyone run to find Jesus because we all need a Savior.
Praise God.
We need a friend. Thank you, we need a deliverer.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Chris. I know we have a day that's ready to go. But I just want to, you know, one of the things that jumped at me is that, okay, they were in prison, they came out and went back to the same spot.
Yeah.
Where they were told not to go. And they were back preaching the same gospel that they were told not to preach.
Mm-hmm.
They were fearless. And what was on them was the Holy Ghost that gave them boldness.
Yes.
We cannot be afraid of the enemy because God has given us the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not given us a spirit of timidity, right? But a spirit of boldness. And we are anointed to speak on behalf of God to any force, any place, any time. Praise God. And we must, as a church, begin to speak out and speak to the issues of the nation, and speak to the issues in politics, and speak to the issues in the church. I speak to wherever we see things are going wrong. Let's open our mouths and be bold like the apostles. Everyone see a new era and a new day in Barbados. We can open our mouths up and speak like they did, and be bold like they were, and to be anointed like they were, but to be at a challenge, you know, all of those who oppress, who feel like they are set in their own ways.
Yeah.
They don't know that Jesus is still in charge of Barbados. All of those violent guys up there, we got to challenge them. Barbados is not going to be terrorized by you. Praise God. We'll come out there and be bold enough to challenge you that God is still God and that you need a Savior,
yes.
Praise God, to change your life. These men of God were put back into the prison again because they went and disobeyed you know, the authorities. Praise God. And what happened is that the angel went for them. The angel of God went for them. Listen, I love God. You know why I love Him? He always defends His people.
Mm-hmm.
The angels of the Lord are always encamped around about us to deliver us.
Yes.
I laugh with God when I think of that. And people want to get you, they don't realize, they don't see the angels that are surrounding you in the fiery horses and chariots in the hills watching out for you. And so the angel came to the prison, listen, in verse 18 and 19, Neil, could you read that for us? Praise God.
In this is chapter 5, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life.
Praise God. So the angel of God came with specific directions for them. He opened the doors, right? He brought them out. Angels brought them out. He gave them specific directives to go and tell about the new life that they're experiencing, the new life that's happening around all of those new converts.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about that. Tell them about the new era.
Yes.
Tell them about the new day. Praise God. And here's the thing that makes you laugh, but it's not funny. When the guards were standing outside the cells, the cells still locked. So the angel locked the cell, opened the gates, locked it back. Praise God.
And the guards were standing outside, guarding empty cells.
I want to say to somebody, when the devil thinks he's coming after you, God will leave an empty cell for him.
Oh,
he will move you from where you are.
That's
when
right.
He takes you there, God will move you. He won't be able to find you.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be an empty cell. And when they looked, they found somebody told them, you know those guys that you told, You put in prison?
Go there.
Go and see them. They're still preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. That was funny. But that was insulting.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it made them feel a bit embarrassed. Praise God. But that's the power of God. Hallelujah. So now we're going to have you share, and then I'm Andrew up there.
Thank you, Apostle. One of the amazing things and one thing that I recognize is that from the time with the day of Pentecost, when the apostles were touched, it never changed and it increased. Even Peter's shadow healed people, and the people were added until the Sanhedrins and all the religious people were confounded. And I want to say to somebody, whatever God has given you to do, go do it. Because there's an angel that would back you up.
Yes,
in the midst of the persecution, in the midst of the beatings, in the midst of getting locked up,
Jesus.
Tied up, guards at the door,
Jesus.
And the angel of the Lord came, unlocked the door, took out the apostles, and tell them, now go and give them instructions.
Oh, yes.
Whatever instruction that the Lord has given you today in the hearing of our voice, follow it, because
praise
the
God.
Angel of the Lord will rescue every time.
Praise
One
God.
Of the other things that I recognize, Apostle, is that even when they were spoken to in Acts chapter 4, they went back and they began to speak to the believers and began to speak to God.
Yes.
And as they prayed, the place was shaken. I put it to you today. Those of us who are here in the studio and those that are listening, the same spirit that was on the day of Pentecost is the same spirit that is on us. So all through the years, we have lost some level, but God is saying in this new era and new day, he has never changed his mind concerning the church and the believers. And we shouldn't change our mind of what the power of the Holy Ghost can do as long as we put ourselves in the position. Peter and John said, I would rather obey God than man, and we will speak boldly. It's time that God is saying in this new era and new day, we must be bold and empowered. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Gil. Awesome. Praise God. Let's hear Elder Andrew. Praise God.
Blessed good morning, everyone. A quick recap. The power of the church.
Yes.
Established by the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the people.
Yes.
A sermon came, 3,000 people got saved.
Yes.
Step 2. The church went into the community, met the secular, and performed a miraculous healing.
Yeah.
Step 3, the authorities tried to silence the church.
Oh,
hear what they asked when they were put in prison and they came out the next day. They were asked, by what sort of power or in what name, what authority did you perform this healing?
Jesus.
It is under the same name that was given to the reply. The name of Jesus, the man who died on the cross, who was raised from the dead, who walks among
Jesus.
Us, who has given us the word of God, the living word in us, and the written word in the Bible. There's no reason why we cannot today do more than the early church, because they did not have the written word that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. They did not have the written word that I have given you power and authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. So today, I ask you, what power are you using?
Yes.
What cross are you looking at?
Yes.
Certainly not the one in the middle. Because if you were looking at the one in the middle, you would understand
Jesus.
The authority by which you speak.
Praise God.
Because what they did in the first century, we can do today in the 21st century.
Yes.
And with greater authority.
Yes.
That is why I put to you, my brothers and sisters, who you're looking to for your power.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness me.
Amen.
Well, something just hit this man of God.
Yes.
If you see him here, he's on fire. Praise God. Listen, I hope that you got
same
the message
spirit.
Today.
Same spirit.
Like
same anointing.
It's on us.
Hallelujah.
Let's stop complaining, man.
Mm.
And let's walk in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They walked in the spirit under the guidance and the authority of the Holy Ghost. They did nothing about the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
They walk that walk and talk that talk under the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. And when they did that, they shake the place.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we expect to have a repeat of that over and over. every time we meet.
Every time.
Let the devil know that so is the life in Barbados. Let the devil know that people that love God and are serving God and are full of the power of God. And they're making those power of the devil. And we shake the place.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and cause man to return to God.
Thank you, Lord.
To cry out for God. To seek God. Because if we don't seek God, we're going to be in a serious place. Barbados need to return to God. In the next couple of weeks, we can see a lot of half-naked women on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with children watching and all that. We have got to shake the place, you know, and see that thing change. Those mothers get in church and serve God. Those fathers, get in church and serve the Lord.
Yeah.
We have to see a change. We have to check this nation again. Reverend Gail, over to you.
Wow. It is hot. And on fire with the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. More fire, more fire. We're looking for more fire. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors. We want to thank them very much. Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753, 436-4753. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear how this program has impacted you. 422-2512, you can call that number, or 432-6479. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. I want to leave this thought with you. God is expecting you to be who He has called you to be. No matter what happened, these men of God stuck with the program. They stuck with God's agenda. They stuck to God's mandate.
Yes.
And God has given a mandate to the church. We have to shape the nations. And we got to put Jesus first in everything we do. Bless God. Bring Barbados back from the brink. Praise God. By putting Jesus where He belongs. In politics, in our social lives, in the church, wherever. Bring Him back. And people see us, they must say of us that they have been with Jesus.
Praise God.
When they see you, they must say you've been with Jesus. When you sing a song for God at the concert, they must say you've been with Jesus. That young lady's been with Jesus. When you're preaching your pulpit, they must say you've been with Jesus. Whatever you do as a man of God, a woman of God in the church, it must be evidence that you have been with Jesus. God bless you. God bless all of you. I pray strength. I pray that the Lord continue to use you and protect you and bring you out of your prison, leaving your enemy in the dust. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.